Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're excited to bring in Zach. You know, it was an exhaustive process, a long list of candidates. And, you know, what we learned very, very early on is the intelligence, the character. You know, you look at his resume, what he's accomplished at every step along the way, and his reputation throughout the league is very strong.
Good Saturday morning, Chicago. Thank you for joining us here on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score, David Haw, Bruce Levine for another hour talking baseball. That was Chris Getz earlier this week, the White Sox general manager, talking about the new White Sox pitching coach, Zach Bove. And now Zach joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Good morning, Zach. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome to town. The challenge with the White Sox, I imagine, was part of the appeal. Also, the opportunity to work with so many good young pitchers. What was the biggest reason that you became the new White Sox pitching coach?
I think as I went, started going through the process, really kind of understanding the people, you know, in the front office, the coaches, really stood out to me. Just the kind of hearing the vision of kind of where they want to go, where they've been. They were really upfront and honest throughout the whole process. So you started layering that, and then you start looking at the roster, the players, obviously a lot of young, a lot of developmental opportunities. I think, you know, a combination between those two, you know, just were factors that were important to me.
The fascinating trek that you've taken to become a pitching coach is interesting because of the fact that you were initially a hitting coach. Can you talk about that transition and how that's worked out for you? People, you know, that I talked to said, well, how does this hitting guy become a pitching guy?
Yep. No, definitely. Yeah, I guess, I mean, I just think it's my story, but, you know, I other people maybe find it unique or different. I was, you know, I pitched, you know, growing up, obviously, went to college as a two-way guy, pitcher and hitter, but never really pitched just because you kind of, you know, hitting took over. So played 4 years in college. When I got done, I went back to the CF where I was the hitting coach for the first 2 years. The pitching coach let go, and then the manager, Marty Smith, said, hey, you're going to do pitching. So that kind of started me down this path. At the time, I didn't want to do it, but just tried to figure out along the way. Obviously, a lot of mistakes and continue to make those, but had a lot of people to support, a lot of great organizations I've been in that I've learned from, and that's kind of led me to kind of where I am today.
We're talking with new White Sox pitching coach Zach Bove here on The Score. So how do you start a job like this? How do you go about the process of, number one, getting to know the players who are with the White Sox and the pitchers who you will be directing? And then secondly, just how you start to introduce whatever philosophy you're bringing into the organization?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's, you know, processes are already started. You know, it was really beneficial to me the past week. The White Sox had leadership org meetings in Arizona. So I had a chance to go there, obviously meet a lot of people, staff face-to-face, coaching staff, front office, you know, all the different departments. And really, I'm just trying to learn as much as possible, right? Without kind of implementing kind of my own kind of beliefs yet, I just want to learn the people, how they go about it, the White Sox processes, and just understand, you know, where I can fit in, maybe offer a different perspective when we get there. But I'm really just trying to take it all in and like have a full picture of, you know, kind of, again, where they've been and where they're going, the vision, all that stuff. And then on top of that, obviously starting to reach out to players, you know, through text, calls, continue have some to continue to reach out to. But again, same process there. Just understand the players, kind of how they viewed last year, what they're working on this year, how I can support them, just start building the relationship. And then, you know, as we kind of continue on the off season, start layering in some maybe specific things from there.
Zach, I asked you on the Zoom, I think it's worthwhile asking you again on the air about the idea of how a young pitcher's arm responds. How do you keep it strong? What is your philosophy of pitching in between starts for starting pitchers? I mean, how do you keep that arm strong and at the same time, the old adage now, protecting them from throwing too many innings, in particular coming back from injuries? It seems like a very inexact science, and one that, you know, I call some of it voodoo, and the other is just, you know, precautionary. How do you look at A, keeping a pitcher strong, arm strong between starts, and B, the scientific way, if there is one, of when is enough innings for a pitcher coming back from injury?
Yeah, no, obviously extremely important, you know, part of the game, keeping guys healthy, keeping guys durable throughout the season. And there is no exact answer, right? I think I'm definitely going to start with, like, we're going to really be individualized with our approach. You know, obviously, as I've kind of what I've experienced in the past and as I've gotten to learn the White Sox, like, there's a lot of resources available, a lot of objective information that we're definitely going to utilize, right? Whether that's, you know, some type of monitoring, performance staff, medical, you know, any mental skills, all those departments, we're going to be daily communication to get a good picture of where this individual is at. Then you have to layer on the subjective feel of the individual. That's obviously through conversations, that's looking at trends, that's just staying up on monitoring. So it's just taking all that information and then trying to come up with the best plan for the pitcher, which then helps dictate how we drive certain decisions on a daily basis, right? So like you said, maybe it's like, hey, this guy's got a pen today. You know, he's trending a little down in some specific areas. Hey, maybe we'll just kind of cut it to 10, 15, try to maintain the intensity, but, you know, we're not going to do his normal 30 pitch bullpen. So that's just one example. Again, you're taking in all this information, leaning on, you know, all of the departments to make a sound decision. Again, you're not going to always make the right decision, but as long as you kind of are, you know, kind of weighing the odds and understanding the risk at play, then from there you can be comfortable at least with kind of the decision that was made.
Zach, we heard from Chris Guest coming in speaking about your credentials and why you got the job. We also are aware, Bruce and I and anyone who's following the Sox, understand how impactful Brian Bannister is on everything that happens in concerning White Sox pitchers as a director of pitching. What's your relationship like with Brian? Do you guys have a previous pre-existing relationship that gave you an idea about what he would be looking for, and how do you envision your working relationship?
Yeah, no, first off, Beatty's been great, you know, just through this past week, just a sounding board, understanding, you know, the context of certain things. He's been extremely supportive and very fortunate for that. And no, I didn't really know Beatty before this. Obviously, I've heard about him. You know, I leaned on people that have worked with him before or knew about him, but we did not have a previous relationship. So obviously got to know each other, you know, through the interview process, and the relationship couldn't ask for anything better. You know, fully supports me, wants to just be there to help and offer guidance. He's obviously been in the game a lot longer as a player, as a coach, you know, in different roles. So it's definitely someone that I value the relationship. I value his opinion. I'm going to lean on a lot this upcoming year.
Dealing with young pitchers, and you're going to have a ton of them to deal with. The reason you got hired, first of all, and there was an opening there, was because a lot of the White Sox young pitchers went sideways this year as far as their development goes. We know in sports, not the progress isn't always linear, but when you look at some of those great young arms and some of those attitudes that you'll learn about, you should probably be excited about the opportunity there.
No, extremely excited. And obviously I felt it, you know, just being on the other side in division this year, right? You just saw a notable difference, you know, team-wise, offensively and pitching, you know, from the first half of the year to the second half of the year. So then you layer in, you know, as I go through this process, start diving in on guys and like, man, there's definitely things to work here, right? There's definitely a quantity of pitchers that gives us options as an organization, as a team. There's definitely areas that we feel like we can improve them relatively quickly, and others are going to take some time. So yeah, there's the roster is definitely exciting, and excited to kind of understand each individual and like how we can support them and make them better.
So before we let you go, I really appreciate your time. I'm curious from your perspective, a new pitching coach joining an organization. Yeah, you want to get to know your pitchers inside and out. The White Sox have the benefit of having a couple of young catchers who are a big part of their future. And I just wonder how you go about that process and how you would prioritize Kyle Teal and Edgar Caro and those relationships moving forward because of how important it is to have that rapport. And essentially, you know, you want them to call the game that you have designed for your pitching staff. So how do you go about developing those kinds of relationships with those catchers?
Yeah, it's extremely important. You know, they help drive specific messages, right? They are the extension of the pitching coach out there during the game. So, you know, in my previous stops, I really valued those relationships. We've had great, you know, catchers, obviously with the Royals, with Salvi and Freddie and Luke Maley. That there's constant communication. I think that's, you know, should be a requirement. And just understanding, hey, what they're seeing. You know, I have something from my lens. They have a different context. And then it's just that feedback loop back and forth. They can help drive certain messages, whether that's a certain location or a certain pitch type. So the relationship is extremely important. It's something that I'm going to lean on. And obviously, like Walker, who's you know in charge of those, our relationship is going to be extremely important. Been really impressed with him. So, yeah, it's a collaborative approach, but the catchers play a huge role in the pitcher's success.
Zach, in closing with you, we had Zach Taylor on a couple of weeks ago on our show, and I told him to go into Chris Getz's office in spring training and say, look, thanks for getting me through the bullpen and the experience, but I'm a starting pitcher. When you looked at Taylor and you saw him pitch toward the end of the year, what did you see? And when you have a young arm like that and, you know, the experience from college, how tempting is it to say, you know what, we should try to extend him beyond a bullpen pitcher?
Yeah, Taylor, obviously, like, it's elite stuff, right? The fastball velocity, the pitch shapes, and obviously had a really good year. You know, it definitely was I think it's going to be a continued conversation on what's the best fit for him to have, you know, not only success on the field, but, you know, sustained success, you know, and that's part of it. And, like, what's best for the White Sox organization itself, right? What role does he kind of fit that is going to be best for our team in the given moment.
Yeah,
so it's continued conversations.
Right. Sorry to interrupt you. Can he throw enough innings, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's definitely part of it, right? We're taking in kind of all those factors of, you know, previous history, you know, workload and all those things. So, again, I don't have a specific answer for you, but, you know, as we get to know him, what he values, what the org needs, we'll definitely come to that decision.
Zach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck moving forward. We'll see you in spring training.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Zach Bove, the new White Sox pitching coach, former hitter.
I want an answer.
What's an answer?
Taylor's got to be a starter.
He's not going to answer that question today.
Why not?
You wanted him to, Grant Taylor, to answer it last week.
Well, he can't answer it. He doesn't make that decision.
I still think that. And who did I get into a debate over this with earlier this week? It wasn't you. Oh, Chuck Garfine and I were going back and forth on the Chicago lead on CHSN, and he insists that he's going to be a closer, I believe, and I said starting pitcher.
An arm like that, you have to, you know, young guy, LSU. I mean, everything to me says starting pitcher, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where
it's.
You look at the way the Dodgers won, despite having a bullpen that was a little bit spotty.
Right. The innings load, you know, it hasn't been big, right? But you know, if you put him on a route that, you know, pretty much we saw with some of their other pitchers where they went from 30 pitches to 140,
mm-hmm.
and you skip them sometimes and you limit their pitch counts at some point during a year, I think he'd be an extraordinarily helpful starter and maybe your future ace.
Well, the White Sox did make news this week. They picked up the option for Luis Robert Jr., $20 million, which gives them, if they want, an opening day center fielder, or it gives them, if they choose, somebody that trade with some contract certainty. Now that it makes them...
I'm tired.
You're tired of the whole conversation? Yeah. Well, I have to mention it in the context.
No, I'm glad you brought it up.
I had to bring it up. It happened this week. I'm just trying to summarize
I'm not trying to start an argument with you you bring it up. Right. What I'm saying is, I think White Sox fans are tired.
I agree.
You know, it's just like, dude hasn't hit the way he was supposed to hit, hasn't homered. If you can trade him and get something halfway decent back, you know, please let us know. And don't tell us that he's going to be around for another year, you know, necessarily, because we don't want to go through more injuries, more is he going to be the superstar he was 3 years ago. I think it's a very difficult thing for fans to get their head around.
I don't disagree, and I think that when you look at this offseason, $20 million to Luis Robert Jr., 15, I believe, to Andrew Benintendi. $35 million tied up into two-thirds of your outfield. Your entire payroll is 59.4. You go the off-season understanding there is no off-season. That's the frustrating part, I think, part of the frustration of the Sox.
You're living
Sox fan.
With injuries and mistakes made prior. And with Benintendi, he's a good player. He's probably a real good fourth outfielder on a winning team.
Mm-hmm.
As a starter, you know, leaves you wanting. Injuries have happened for him as well. Luis Robert, I hope he's a superstar. He's a terrific guy to deal with. He's got ability. I'd like to see him be a superstar somewhere else.
312-644-6767. Do you want the White Sox to trade Luis Robert Jr. this offseason? I think they may want to. I don't know if they can. Bruce, this is the thing about the Sox. They need a lot. I just don't know that they're going to be in a position to want to go out and spend. Their attendance was 1.4 million, and certainly there are some limitations because of that. But I just don't think that, because if you're talking about the offseason and you're suspending reality and common sense or practicality, I suppose, you look at it and say, well, Josh Naylor is out there. He's a guy that probably will stay in Seattle, but as a free agent, you're not going to pursue him, I wouldn't believe.
Well, in our next segment, we're going to have an awful lot to say about whether they pursue or they don't pursue. Will they have money or won't they?
Will they have money? Won't they have money? We will get to that because we're going to play a little chin music in a little bit. Before we get to a break, Bruce, I want to mention as well, going back to the Cubs, they were deemed the team of the year because the Gold Gloves were awarded and the Cubs had a chance with Pete Crow-Armstrong to get a Platinum Glove. That went to Fernando Tatis Jr.
They had six finalists,
They had six finalists, and the Cubs are the team of the year defensively. So that is probably the strength of this team, without question, was their defense.
Watching them was so much fun all year because of that, right? I mean, you would see one great play after another. Third base, shortstop, second base, center field on a daily basis. Ian Happ making only one error in left, winning his fourth straight Gold Glove. You see the continued progress of Bush at first base. They really didn't have, you know, their weakest position was right field, right? And you had Tucker there that had won a Gold Glove. a few years back, and you had Suzuki, who played much better than he had over the last couple of years in the outfield.
And congrats to Kyle Tucker. What a silver slugger this week.
I don't know how, but he did.
I don't know how either. I mean, how did they determine that? That was a surprise.
OPS. Look, he was among the most dominant players in baseball.
When healthy.
March, April, May.
When healthy.
Right?
Yeah.
He was. And he more than anyone else was responsible for them getting the record that they had, that they were able to hold on. David, July, August, September, they only played 7 games over 500, okay? They ended up around 25 games over 500. So they built that up by outstanding pitching, particularly the bullpen, but also riding Tucker. So we can't take that away from him.
We're going to play a little chin music when we come back, because Chris Getz, as you heard him talk about Zach Bove, the pitching coach, had some other things to say about the White Sox upcoming offseason. Also tonight, the Bulls coming off that tough loss last night to Milwaukee, to Giannis. They're back in action tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Pre-game coverage starts 6:45, tip-off at 7 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network, powered by Helly Forklifts. When we come back, play a little chin music. It's Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Score.
High and inside.
Time for some chin music.
Hey, Yomp, how about a warning?
Sure. Watch out you don't get killed.
Because sometimes in baseball, you've got to send a strong message, especially when someone has it coming. Each Saturday, David and Bruce come in high and tight with a response to something that deserves one, like this.
You know, we really haven't, factored in the looming CBA negotiations. You know, it's been more focused on continuing development of our young players. you know, coming off of a 25 season in which we were able to add some wins to the win column, and then we're looking to take, you know, additional steps and improve the club even further. You know, obviously free agency is an avenue to bring in players to help in the win total, but to go beyond, you know, this upcoming season, I think would be a little premature considering the state of our club right now and the development of these young players. So more than anything, we want to strengthen our coaching staff, you know, improve our processes within the front office, and go out there and try to win as many games as we can next year. That's something that we can control. And then, you know, in the future years, when you know, we're approaching that 27 season, you know, we'll adjust and put together the best club for the future that we can after the 26 season.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Chin music for Chris Getz.
It's double chin music.
Yeah.
And again, he was responding to my question about, will you be able to go into free agency and spend any money moving forward this next year? And to Chris's credit, no matter how much dancing there was in there.
There's some dancing. I was waiting for the disco music.
It was. I was waiting for Travolta to come out.
That's right.
But the reality is he did answer twice in that they're not going to spend money because of the fact of 27 and the fact that there might be a lockout. And also, frankly, they're not ready yet.
I find him open.
Yeah, they're not ready.
He's
they're
not
still
afraid
in the,
to tell you
they're
these
still
things.
In the development mode. But now, anybody driving out there right now, David, that. Or listening at home, would drive off the road and say, the best way to development is bring in some other veterans to show the way,
It's a fair response. And it would be one that I would probably ask Chris Getz if there were a follow-up opportunity, because here's what they can lean into. And you need, if you want to go position by position quickly, it's easy to do. You're set at catcher with the two young catchers. Your third baseman, if you want to say, well, Miguel Vargas is a third baseman you're going to probably go into the future with.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
Kosta Montgomery is a future star based on his half season.
Well, let's not get too
clear. I'm getting carried away. Hey, come on. You got to exaggerate here when you're projecting a little bit.
It's a home run or nothing here on Home Run Derby.
Well, okay. Chase Mydroth at second base is somebody that you can go into opening day with.
Good ball player.
First base is where it gets interesting. If I'm Chris Getz, I'm looking at it this, I'm saying, well, we would like to find a power-hitting first baseman. You know what, Bruce? There are a couple power-hitting first basemen available in free agency. I don't know if you can get them, but Pete Alonso and Josh Naylor would be guys that I would pursue with all that I have.
How about a lesser pay in the guy like Hoskins coming from Milwaukee?
Reese Hoskins would be terrific as well.
Yeah.
You've got to replace Andrew Vaughn.
Yeah. I mean, they refused to give him a contract.
Reese Hoskins, Naylor, Alonzo, I'd want to be open to those possibilities. Are the White Sox open to those possibilities? It doesn't sound like it.
For the first two, I can tell you for sure there's leadership ability from both, right?
Yes.
Really important. Chris wouldn't argue with that. If he's listening to the show right now, he would say, I agree, but what do you want me to do? You know, we are in rebuild mode. We don't have revenues that are coming in for us. We only drew $1.4 million, as you said earlier, David.
There's
a reality there, but are you going to be wasting development time for young players by not having more veterans around them?
That's
the right veterans.
That's the thing. The right veterans can accelerate your development if they not only produce but lead.
Right.
And you have a good young core, I believe, of professionals, guys who know how to play the game. Chase Mydroth is a terrific example. I think Kosta Montgomery is quietly a good example of that.
And you're going to have another Montgomery in right field.
Braden Montgomery is going to be your right fielder.
At some point early in the year, I would think.
If not opening day?
Maybe.
Maybe opening day. So that's a possibility. You feel like, okay, Luis Robert Jr., he's here. You're paying him $20 million. Play center field. Oh, by the way, play it well enough to win a gold glove again. That's the kind of thing. He's a good defensive outfielder. And Benintendi, if he's the best you can do, fine. Lenin Sosa is somebody we haven't mentioned. We never do. I always forget about him. I think you got a guy in the trade with Meade. I don't think they're going to excite many people, but they're good bench pieces. I think Sosa had a really good season. Maybe he's the guy you project at first base.
The linear projection is difficult.
It is difficult, Bruce. Well, here's what I wonder. Is Chris Getz getting involved in these conversations at all? The first time at the GM meetings?
He will.
If Pete Alonso's representative...
They're not going to waste their time there.
No? Okay. No.
Pete Alonso's looking for...
Yankee money?
His representative is...
Dodger money?
Scott Boras, right?
Yeah, I know.
So
okay.
He's not stopping off on the south side on his way to the north side.
Maybe that specifically, but are these the kind of conversations he's even going to have with the Nailers of the world in free agency?
I would say possibly. I think, you know, Hoskins is more a guy that makes sense, right? You know, guy that would take a year or two deal with an opt out or option to make it more money, option on a third year. But realistically, you have to identify, as you said, David, the right free agents to bring in.
Mike Tauchman is still, his situation's unresolved. Do you expect him back?
I would hope so. I think he was an instrumental part in them getting better. How much better? Was a lot better compared to the year before. He is the consummate professional. He gives you quality at bats. He played on one leg for most of the year and did it without complaining. I mean, those are the type of players that I enjoy the best in the game of baseball. The guys that have they have decent talent, but they get everything and more out of their ability every day by the work they put in, by the type of teammates they are. So you can't have too many guys like that, but you need guys like Michael Tauchman on a team. Do you need guys that have more talent? Yes, you do. You do.
You checked me appropriately. Colson Montgomery, somebody that is easy to look at and say, well, he hit 22 home runs in half a season. He's going to hit 40 next year. I know it's not that simple. And I know it's probably not even best for him that he becomes this strikeout or home run type of player. You'd like to see a middle ground. You'd like to see him become more of a line drive guy, a guy who's going to hit for a higher average and maybe make more contact more often. What do you think that they want out of him? What do you think they expect out of Colson Montgomery?
Well, just a continued feeling good about who he is and playing the game. I mean, we saw him come from nowhere, you know, being not even able to play in the minor leagues to becoming a productive major league player. At a position, excuse me, David, that people weren't sure he could play, right? He played very good shortstop.
He was one more bad month away from being DFA'd.
Ozzie Guillen, the harshest critic in the world on shortstops,
yes,
put the seal of approval on him.
Eventually, but it wasn't automatic.
No.
Because you and I both had conversations with Ozzie off the record or off whatever, and Ozzie was like, he may have even been on the air, third base. He can't play shortstop. He needs to play third base.
Yeah. The tune changed. He became a good shortstop.
Mm-hmm.
Is he the shortstop of the future? I think he is in 2026.
I love the idea of him being the shortstop of the future because that's where I think he can help the Sox the most. Those guys are hard to find. And if he can play defensively as well as he indicated he could in the second half of the season... So I worry less about that, Bruce, than I do. What kind of hitter is he going to be over the long haul?
Yeah, I'm the opposite. I want to know if he's going to be a shortstop. It's the most important position on the field. So, you know, is he going to be a third baseman, a shortstop? You want to know for sure that he's going to slug. Does he have to hit 40 home runs to make you happy? Can it be 30? Can he drive in 90 to 100
I'll take
runs?
30 and 95 if he's hit for a higher
take
average.
Take 170 strikeouts?
And if he's selective at the plate. No, I don't want 170 strikeouts.
Okay.
If he's going to strike out 170 times, I want 40 homers. I'd like to cut down the strikeouts, give me 30 home runs, hit for a better average, and be a guy that is a little bit more contact driven.
Would you like some dessert with your meal?
I know what I want, Bruce. Yeah. I see the menu.
Yeah.
No, I'll start shortstop. Boom, boom, boom.
No, I understand what you want. I just, you know, we saw with him at the end of the year, and we saw with PCA the last 2 months of the season, the nonlinear way of them striking out a lot, not looking like major league players at times in the on offense, right?
Right.
Just struggling to survive at the major league level.
I would like to also see them, I think, solidify that rotation with a veteran. Martin Perez was what they had in mind last year. He got hurt. His presence was appreciated and important as a leader, as a clubhouse guy. But you need somebody that's going to give you some innings that you can rely upon. I don't know if they're going to be in the market for that. They like their young pitching, but you can't survive alone on young pitching.
No, I mean, look, if they don't go with more a few veterans here or there, they're liable to lose 100 games again. Okay? There's that possibility.
They got to avoid that now, don't they?
That their goal is to get better, right?
Yeah.
And so the young pitchers that we saw struggle a little bit last year, the hope is that they have good arms. There's a good chance they're going to get better, David. Okay? But I still think bringing in a veteran pitcher to kind of lead when you're still looking for, you know, I mean, who's your number one? Is it Smith? Is he your ace of your staff right now?
You think so?
I mean, I don't know.
Probably. I think that I'm as excited about the other Smith, Hagen Smith.
Yeah, but that's probably a year away.
Yeah. I look at the Sox guys, and I wonder how repeatable these performances were last year that were breakthrough performances. And you do worry about that because they're young, unproven pitchers, and you know how that can be.
They all have good arms. They all seem to have good baseball IQs. So I think, you know, bringing in the new pitching coach that we just talked to, Zach Bovee, and the idea that these are young pitchers developing, obviously the front office didn't like whether the hitting coach or the pitching coach, they felt they weren't getting the most out of their players.
Well, I think they wanted to give Will Venable a chance to get his guys, and those other guys were under contract. They didn't want to pay them for not working.
Yeah, it's also that, you know, they didn't develop the way they wanted them to.
Okay.
So,
well, I can look at Jonathan Cannon and say, I agree. I'm disappointed in the season he had. I think he's indicative of the kind of thing that happened. You know, the Sox a year ago at this time, Bruce, we were talking about the young pitching being complemented by an iffy position core in terms of young prospects. This year, that script's been flipped. Now you're talking about all the progress they made as positional players. Brady Montgomery, I'm wondering about opening day. And then you got the young pitchers that maybe have, as you pointed out, maybe gone sideways a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's a very different dilemma.
Cannon was the poster child for why did this go wrong.
Cannon misfired.
He did. Very nice.
Just going to say that.
I mean,
I've been sitting on that one all day, Bruce.
Yeah. Don't let it blow up on you.
All right. We're going to come back. Get to some of your phone calls before we wrap things up here at Inside the Clubhouse. David and Bruce till 11 in Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We all know what comes after AB, you know. That is the C in champions. And in Bregman's case, the C squared. A lot of market locomotion regarding Pete. Polar Bear Express is rolling. Corbin Burns, it's kind of like Elvis. You know, he's got that Burnsing love for a number one starter. You are really feeling it today. And very early this morning for me, I might add. Well, there's a new Sean arising, you know.
Oh.
So, Bruce, under the Christmas tree, we let the presents go to someone else at times, too. Okay. What was your question?
Boyd contract.
Repeat that. I lost my thought.
Welcome back inside the clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 The Score. That's the best of Scott Boras. And why is that important, Bruce? Because the GM meetings begin tomorrow in Las Vegas. I'm sure we will hear from the representative of three of the top six free agents in Major League Baseball this offseason. You will be there on behalf of Marquee Sports Network, and hopefully we'll check in with you during the week. There's a lot of activity, a lot of preliminary discussions about trades to be made. What do you expect, and how forward do you look to these every year?
Well, so there's the general manager meetings. Monday they start. Tuesday, one league has all their top executives available to all the reporters that are there in a kind of a roundtable situation in a room where you can go from one to the other for an hour. The next day, the American League. And then that day, the Wednesday, the last day, or Thursday morning, is Scott Boras Day. And that's when he has the attention of all 100 reporters that are at the GM meetings. Usually there's 500 at the winter meetings that are in December at Orlando this year. This one's in Vegas. The idea is that Boras sets the plate for not only his players, but also the temperature of the 30 teams. He usually goes after ownerships for not spending or complimenting them for their spending. He kind of just gives the players and other agents mode starting off, kicking off free agency.
Looking forward to it because there's a big offseason for the Cubs. Don't think the White Sox will be as active, but it's always fun to engage in that kind of speculation. Let's get out to the phone line. Squeeze in a quick phone call from Tom, who's been waiting patiently in Plainfield. Tom, welcome inside the clubhouse.
Hey, guys. Just want to present a scenario. And again, I've been inspired by what the Bulls have done, which nobody expected. But what if Luis Robert Jr. was to return to form and become a all-star, top of the class center fielder?
Trade him.
Along with the fact I think the White Sox are in the best position with as far as their catching position goes and with their ability to have strong left-handed pitching, which we have two guys in the minors, I can almost envision a similar thing to what the Bulls are doing for the White Sox to start. Again, if everything falls into place, and again, it's based around Luis Robert Jr., because I can't believe that we had Eloy, Moncada, Buss. I, out of those three, I hope that Luis Robert Jr. can return to form and carry the team forward.
It's a fascinating and optimistic outlook, Tom. Thank you for making the phone call. I don't know who the Josh Giddey is in that scenario. I don't know who Vooch is.
I hope he's right, because if he dominates in April and May, I hope he's gone by early June.
You're tired of the Luis Robert Jr. saga.
I love Luis Robert, but I don't love him for the White Sox any longer. Right. I think both he and the White Sox will do better without each other. It's time for him to go to that quote-unquote a new environment.
I don't disagree. 309 says, league batting average, talking about our previous conversation about Colson Montgomery, says, league batting average was 245. Montgomery hit 239. You guys act like he hit 170. I think that it's a fair point.
Contact is what I'm worried about.
Contact.
Not batting average.
And minimizing or reducing the strikeouts. The contacts and strikeouts,
they go hand in hand.
Bruce, what do you think the overall tone or the biggest storyline will be at the GM meetings? What do people wonder about? Because I think it's going to be...
I think it's whether long-term contracts are going to be offered with the knowledge of what's going to happen next December.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good baseline. I think in terms of specific players, though, I think, are the Tigers really going to trade Tarek Skubal? Are they really going to do that? Are they really that dumb?
Well, dumb, or are they looking toward... We need to be better for the future. You know, is this a 1 year we have to win this year? You know,
were the Tigers in the postseason?
They've gotten to the playoffs.
Were the Tigers in the postseason?
2 years in a row.
Yes. Okay. 2 years in a row, right? Do they have arguably the best pitcher in baseball?
Yes.
Could they convince themselves and their fan base that they're in a position to use those two things, winning tradition now, they're starting to build a new tradition, and having the best pitcher in baseball, can they get to the World Series next year?
Their job is to try to sign Skubal.
Jack Flaherty just came back.
To a $35 to $40 million contract.
They got to try to sign him. You got to make an effort. You got to go for it. And
it's the most important thing that they need to do this offseason.
And I ask that because it's not a Chicago story necessarily, but it becomes one if they are hell-bent on trading him.
All you need as an example, David, is what happened with Guerrero in Toronto.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The hesitation, are we a good team? Are we not? Can we give this man $500 million or not? It was pivotal for the Toronto Blue Jays to be able to sign him and change their whole atmosphere around, the whole look. And now looked like best player in baseball during this.
No doubt about it. Did you say pivotal? Because that's the word we use to describe tomorrow's Bears game. Yes, before Chicago takes on New York, 9 to noon. Stay tuned right here at The Score, your local Ford dealers pregame show with Olin, Mully, and James Big Cat Williams. Yeah, he's filling in for Patrick Manley. Immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tire. All of it right here on The Score and the free Odyssey app. Don't miss the pregame show.
Congratulations to you and Mully for winning a big award for the best radio station.
Thank you, Bruce.
Radio program.
And as one of our most frequent contributors to that program on a regular basis during the baseball season and beyond, thank you for all that you do to make that show better.
Well, it's only a very humble, small part, but happy to be a part of it.
And it was a great night the other night. And also, Russ Matera won for best imaging. And so he did a great job as always. Bruce, thank you today. We had a fun show. We had Boog Shambi. We had Zach Bove, the new White Sox pitching coach, and you lined those up, so I really appreciate it. Thank you for your contributions.
Looking forward to coming on with you guys during the week from the GM meetings.
Looking forward to that. Adam Szczesny, great job behind the glass and on the Take the North podcast. You want to download that before the Giants game. Mark Grody and Dan Weider tell you what to expect tomorrow. Thank you for listening to Inside the Clubhouse right here on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.